Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us to chat about this is Lesiba Tobakgale. He is the South African Police Union spokesperson, and he's going to just advise us a little bit more about what's happening with regards to the DNA backlog. Lesiba, very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to yourself and also to your listeners back at home.
Lesiba, we live in a country where restorative justice is paramount, and we've had issues with investigations over the years, and people talk about a hollowed out judicial system. I don't believe that. I'm the eternal optimist, and when I hear about people in court actually taking a stand because they're unable to fulfill their obligations, it suggests to me that there's becoming a disconnect between those that investigate and those that must prosecute. Tell us a little bit more about the DNA backlog, what impact it's having, and what's happening in the Western Cape specifically?
Justice delayed, it is justice denied, so they say. And as the South African Policing Union, when we look at the investigation of crime, there is a point of departure where it starts from the time a specific crime occurred to the time that a docket is opened, and it goes through several stages up until the docket is clearly ready to go to court. And with the DNA backlogs, which the South African Police Services had quite a challenge about it for some time, the lack of resources there, remember, there are certain things that those analysts utilize in order to be able to do the DNA testing for them to verify clearly. So there was quite a whole lot of issues that related to the supply of that. And we remember sometime we visited the one in Amanzimtoti in KwaZulu-Natal, where it was clear that the analysts there, they lacked the necessary instruments that they need to utilize in order for them to be able to process the DNA, referring clearly to the biology section there. So the very same issue, it is the one that became applicable clearly even in the Western Cape as well. So those type of issues, as an organization, through our engagements with the South African Police Services management, is to say that they need to be sorted out, and we continue to see the issues of the backlog being sorted out. But we don't need to even have a backlog even in the first place, because those issues, they really have an impact in terms of the dockets that needs to be prosecuted within the courts. And at the end of the day, we happen to know what is really the decision of the court that relates to that specific case. And imagine where there are victims of sexual, victims of rape, victims of gender-based violence. It could be murder and so on, because the issue of DNA, it also comes into effect into such cases like that. That if indeed the backlog affects on how prosecution is supposed to occur, then indeed it really has a negative impact. It should not even have been allowed for it to be in that manner, just because of the issues of tenders, just so because of the issue of supply and demand. Whereas our laboratories are supposed to be fully capacitated with everything, starting from the human capital, even going into the necessary resources. There are certain solutions that they use, which they use when they are analyzing DNA, which without those, then they are unable to analyze, then the backlog comes in. So those are the things that as a country, we are not supposed to see the repeat of that. And whatever that is still left as a form of backlog, it should be dealt with, so that everything that comes in should not at all have any hindrances in terms of prosecution, in terms of those victims who are waiting, for their cases to be prosecuted and for them to know what is the outcome of the court.